Hi, I'm Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Welcome to the podcast. This was recorded on Facebook Live. I hope you enjoy it. Hey guys, I have a quick message for you today. And I know it'll help a lot of you who feel awkward and unconfident and less than, because frankly, we've all been in situations where we feel like we don't belong somewhere and really awkward and just really uncomfortable in a certain place. So hi, I'm Grace Plata, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. So I get it. I get what it feels like to feel different. I get what it feels like to just not feel comfortable just being yourself. And so I go to orchestra a few times a week, and you know, everybody kind of acts the same, talks the same, wears the same thing. And I'm just here being my good old self. And it feels almost uncomfortable. And maybe you know what I mean. I know a lot of people always tell me that they feel really awkward, feel really strange, feel really just uncomfortable where they are. And I heard this, one of my mentors said, she was asked whether she would rather be influential or popular. And she said influential, but then she looked at the two words. And influential means making a difference, having an impact. And popular's definition is common. Popular's definition is common, you know, a popular opinion, a common opinion, a popular style, a common style. Do you get what I'm saying? And so that seems really encouraging, because we hear all the time that because we hear all the time that, like, different is beautiful, different is good, but frankly it feels like they don't mean it, because people get bullied, they get gossiped about, and by the time it gets back to us, it doesn't feel good or beautiful. In fact, it makes us feel like less than a person, right? And so, like, common and popular are like same thing. And I'm just like, wow, you know, you don't really think about it. Like, you see what you would call like a popular person, you know, all the friends, everybody wants to be them. You know, they got the big house. They've got the things that are common. You know, that's what makes something rare, is that it's the only thing like that. You know, once you have something and it's the only thing in the world like it, and it's rare and special. And as soon as you make a second one, it's not as rare. And after you mass produce it, it's about as valuable as dirt, right? It's like nothing. And that's sometimes what we feel as a person, that we have to be like everybody else, that we have to act the same, dress the same, be the same as everybody else. And, you know, culture has done an awesome job making us feel like we should be like everybody else. You know, everybody, only in the movies do you feel like, only in the movies do people actually know what they're going to say. You know, they don't stutter, they enunciate, it's perfectly on cue. And it's not like that in real life. It's awkward, it's uncomfortable, it's like oil and water. It just doesn't, sometimes things just don't work. And sometimes I heard this really awesome thing that, will I change the world, or will I let the world change me? And again, that kind of falls under the popular thing. Do I want to be like the world, or do we want to change the world? And after I heard that, my mind did a complete 360, and I walked, nothing different, just that little piece of information. And I walked in the next day feeling strangely confident that I can be myself, that it's okay. Like, just like the reassurance that it's just okay to be yourself. And you know, this is something we all need to like hear and listen to and really live, because that you don't have to fit in. You don't have to be like everybody else, that it actually is good and truly beautiful to be different, because the way to make a difference is to be different. And this is kind of embarrassing, but sometimes I'll give my, not sometimes, a lot of the time I'll have to give myself a pep talk. Like, I'm confident, I'm strong, I'm bold. And that's, I think we should all, like, it, whatever I don't feel like that day. And sometimes that's all what we need. We need to give ourselves a pep talk, you know, pep us up. And, like, it might feel silly, like, oh, yeah, I'm confident, and, like, you feel awkward, but it's okay. You can go while you're driving, just be like, I'm confident, I can do it. Write a little post-it, sticky note to yourself, stick it on your mirror, and write whatever you want. Like, I am fill in the blank. Make sure it's a positive thing. But just encourage yourself. You know, we have to encourage ourselves, encourage people. And sometimes that's what that's why I do these Facebook Lives, to encourage people, to help them, to let them know that it's okay to be themselves, because that's what this is all about. It's almost like a rant on popularity, because that really annoys me when people feel like they're they have to be like everybody else. They have to just do the same thing. But I promise you, you can be different, because when you're different, you can make a difference. So I just wanted to have that quick little message for you guys this week. I hope it was encouraging. If it was encouraging and you liked it, go ahead and like and share with a friend who needs some encouragement, who needs just a little reassurance. And I'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much for joining me. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.